Blog Talk Radio.
This day,
So we're going to go ahead and proceed. Sister Miles is going to respond for the people today. And so we're going to go ahead and get into this. Go ahead and let me move this out of my way for right now. How are you, Sister Dawn?
Great.
Amen. Amen and amen. All right. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah Elohim as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you, and your name is holy. And we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And Sister Miles, if you repeat after me, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
And Yah of Yah.
Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings, to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends, of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration and offering of our lives to you upon your altar. And Sister Miles, if you will repeat after me, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
You got to say it loud. King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept us.
And sustained us.
And sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointment.
And enabled us to keep this appointment.
With you.
With
you. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And if you will repeat after me, we bless and praise you.
And when you have compassion
upon your people,
upon your people,
and restore your glory,
and restore your glory
once again
upon Zion,
upon Zion,
and your kingdom shall be exalted,
and your kingdom shall be exalted
over all,
over all. Psalms 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musicians upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto Elohim, the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute forever. This was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. The blowing of the shofar.
Thank you.
Amen. The book of Numbers, chapter 10. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, chapter 10, starting in verse 1, make two trumpets of silver, and of a whole piece that shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the adjourning of the camp. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather them. About 90 seconds. I only did this for 15 minutes, according to what it's saying. Oh, well. It is what it is. And they shall blow with it. All the assembled shall assemble themselves to the at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, have the unto thee. When you blow an alarm, then the camp that lie on the east part shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for the journeys, for all their journeys. But when the congregation is together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sound of Aaron, and the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall blow with the trumpet, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generation. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and you shall be remembered before Yah, your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemy. Also in the day of your gladness, your solemn day, and in the beginning of your month, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. So, God has commanded us to do this at the beginning of month when we are going to battle. And I think that this month, I want to blow the shofar, a special blowing, and I probably should have did this before, that we call the Most High, that he intervened for us in these grants, that the enemy is the USDA, and that he gives us victory over them. So let us go before the Most High, and let us blow the shofar. As he says, when we blow the shofar, that he will come. And we want him to be with us. And we want him to go before us as we go before the enemy in battle. And Father, Yah, I pray that you would come and that you would go before us and that you would guide our path and that you would lead our ways and that you would give us faith over the enemy to do that which you have commanded that we should do on the land. Elohim, Eloheinu, Adonai, Ikad. Hear, O Israel. Yah, our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel. Yah, our Elohim, Yah is one.
Here is where the Lord God, the Lord is one.
Shemai Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel, our Elohim is one. Amen.
Will you put that in the testimony of the Lord is my life and my salvation?
Everybody, this is Anthony Brown, Anthony Brown and Drew Garrity. And I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Work, from the new project, Everything. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about the fact that great love of the Savior that would give his life for both you and for me. I think in this world that we live in, we're reminded enough of what we'll never be.
Yeah. I want every if you want to close your eyes, then I want you to focus upon for he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? The Bible records.
Begin to open your own mouth and begin to
worship the Lord.
Fire in your heart.
Amen. That version still always says that's up for me. Right, amen. The lighting of the menorah. And let's go before the Most High. To separate Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory and the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you that all of the fullness of the Eloheimhead, or the Godhead, dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah. In him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and we are believing tonight that we, as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit, to shine in our hearts, to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 3, verses 9 through 12. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verses 9, 10, 11, and 12. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Mashiach, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this among the Gentiles, which is Christ Jesus, or Yeshua HaMashiach, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with the might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with the fullness of Elohim. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. That the Elohim of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Mashiach which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah. So as we begin to light the menorah, and you will respond for the people. Okay? Mm-hmm. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And your response is, we receive the spirit of Yah. You're going to need to say that louder.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would night with the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
this night with the spirit of understanding.